We start with a hypothetical question. If I do something good without fully knowing that it's good, do I still get all the credit for it? Or another hypothetical question. If I do something bad without fully knowing that it's bad, do I get all the blame for it? Okay, they're not really hypothetical at all. This happens all the time. A while back, I visited a retired couple here in the parish, pretty much homebound. And when I walked into their house, they said, "Father, it was so nice of you to visit us on our wedding anniversary." Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Finally, I had to admit that I had no idea that it was their wedding anniversary. Now, the Lord gets credit for that one. I just get credit for listening to his prompting. But perhaps Peter is speaking to the same reality in the first reading today. When he says, "You put the author of death, of life, to death. But I know that you acted out of ignorance." In other words, I don't think you knew that it was God that you hung on the cross. So perhaps your responsibility is less for what you did. You see, for something to be a sin for me or anyone, there are three things that must be present, our faith teaches us. The act must be wrong, I must know that it's wrong, and I must choose it, even though I know that it's wrong. Again, three things for something to be a sin for me. It must be wrong, I must know that it's wrong, and I choose it, even though I know that it's wrong. So let's consider some examples where two out of three are present and see how that changes the situation. So in honor of the fresh baseball season and the fact that the Royals recently had a 7-game winning streak, let's say that I hit a baseball in the backyard and I break my neighbor's window. Think about the three criteria. Did I do something wrong? Yes. Did I know that breaking my neighbor's window was wrong? Yes. But did I choose it? No. This wasn't a sin, you see. It was an accident. Now, I may still have to deal with the consequences, but it's a different situation. Or let's say I was playing catch this morning, and I lost my baseball. Later in the day, I see a baseball in my neighbor's yard that's not mine, but it looks just like the one that I lost. So I pick it up and I keep it. Think about the three criteria. Did I do something wrong? Yes. I took something that was not mine. Did I choose to do it? Yes. I took it. But did I know that I was taking something that was not mine? No, I thought it was. So in this case, again, it wasn't a sin. It was a mistake. For something to be a sin, three things must be present. It's wrong, I know that it's wrong, and I choose it, even though I know that it's wrong. But here's the thing, of those three things, only one is observable from the outside. I can say whether the act itself is wrong, but I cannot say whether the person knew that it was wrong, nor can I say whether the person fully chose to do the act. Now, if only this remained in the realm of baseball. But in reality, this is the story of every moral decision we make, including those that are much, much more serious. For example, if we consider an act of abortion, for which Kansas has become a sad destination, these three conditions are why I can and must always condemn the sin of abortion, but cannot and must never condemn the person who has one. So let's think about the three conditions. The first condition is that something is wrong. An abortion is always wrong under any circumstance. But the second condition is that I know that it's wrong. And I can't see that from the outside. What if that person was convinced by their doctor or their friends that it's not really a baby? And the third condition is that I choose it. And I can't see that from the outside either. What if that decision was based on the fact that her boyfriend threatened to leave her if she had that baby? Or her boss threatened to fire her if she had that baby? Now let's be clear. None of those circumstances make the act right. None of them. And let's also be clear, in most cases, whether I'm taking a baseball or taking a life, I know exactly what I'm doing, and I'm freely choosing it. In that case, it's not an accident or a mistake. It's a sin for me. As much as I want to take credit for visiting that couple on their special day, even though I didn't know it was their special day, and as much as I want to blame the person who broke my window or took my baseball or crucified my Lord, I have to acknowledge that for something to be a sin, it must be wrong, I must know that it's wrong, and I must choose it, even though I know that it's wrong. Most of the time in my life, all three of those things are there. Our goal in life is to know and choose the good, rather than to know and choose the bad.